welcome to America Trends. Thank you for being with us for this hour. I'm Amy Fuller. You are with the U2 America TV Network and Biz Talk Radio. And here is what is trending in the news and on social media. Actress Felicity Huffman has pleaded guilty in that college admission scandal. Terrible flooding in Houston, Texas, and House Republican leaders are calling on Speaker Pelosi to take action against Democratic Representative Rashida Tlaib for saying that thinking about the Holocaust gives her a calming feeling. Some of the things trending. Also, that big story about China tariffs. My goodness, they are raising tariffs. China is some $60 billion worth on some $60 billion worth of U.S. goods, all in response to the U.S. tariffs announced last week. And this all goes into effect June 1st, apparently. This trade war is freaking out some investors, but President Trump is defending his move, saying China will be hurt very badly if they don't make a deal. And this has been a long time coming, some of President Trump's tweets today. Newt Gingrich, meanwhile, spoke on this earlier, and he said it is high time we handle this China trade issue.
And the basic argument that Trump makes, which I agree with, is that we've had a very one-sided relationship. They've used intellectual property theft. They've taken enormous advantage. They have a closed market. They don't allow many of our high-tech companies to compete. They subsidize in many ways. And so the Chinese are faced with a real crisis because we're telling them, we're going to change the rules of the game that have grotesquely favored you. And they're saying, we don't want to change the rules of the game. We like the fact they favor us. And that's what the core of this argument is. It's not anything complicated. The details are complex, but the core principle is simple. China got to be this big and this wealthy because all the rules of the game favored them, and we tolerated behavior that's intolerable.
Right.
Well, now you've got a president who's saying enough.
And so many pundits are saying, if not now with this President Trump to stop all this and make things a little more even between the U.S. and China, then when? We'll talk more about this with Senator Harvey, former state senator from Colorado, now head of the Committee to Defend the President. That's just a few moments away here on America Trends. The legendary Doris Day has passed away at the age of 97. She, of course, one of the biggest movie stars Hollywood ever saw. Started as a recording artist, had a lot of real success there. Then in the 50s and 60s, starred in so many favorite movies like The Man Who Knew Too Much, Pillow Talk, Pajama Game, a lot with Rock Hudson and some other favorites. Lauded for her dedicated, passionate work on behalf of animals. And in fact, she headed the Doris Day Animal Foundation. So many people remembering her on social media today, and she was trending at number one for some time. Doris Day reportedly died after contracting pneumonia.
Broadway. The rumble of the subway train, the rattle of a taxi, the daffodils who entertain at Angelo's and Maxie's when the Broadway baby says goodnight. It's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Good night. Lullaby of Broadway, the Heidi High and Boop-a-Doo, the lullaby of Broadway. The band begins to go to town, and everyone goes crazy. You rock by your baby round, till everything gets hazy. Hush, bye, I'll buy you this and that. You hear a daddy.
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich?
that, of course, the legendary Doris Day passed away just this morning, age 97. So many years in Hollywood and as a recording artist. And, you know, she gave back in recent decades. I mean, 97 years old. But for so many decades, she dedicated herself so passionately to animal rights and helping them out. Beloved by all, what else can you say about that? So anyway, remembering the great Doris Day. We are talking also right now at America Trends about the political headlines of the day that are trending. And so many, you may have seen, this is a good one, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, our new freshman congresswoman from New York, saying, if you believed me when I said the world was ending in 12 years, you're an idiot. So, right? I was joking. Really? You'd have to have the social intelligence of a sea sponge to think it's literal. And what else is going on? China tariffs. This is huge. Wall Street is a little bit rattled by some of these announcements about the trade war, Iran, the border crisis, and Rashida Tlaib, some of her awful comments about the Holocaust. We speak of all these things right now with our friend of the show, Senator Ted Harvey, former state senator from Colorado, now head of the Committee to Defend the President. And this is the largest, one of the, if not the largest, super PAC in the United States supporting President Trump. Senator Harvey, can you brief us a bit about how you started this? And again, how much you've given a lot of service to your country. Can I have you brag on yourself for a few moments?
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I got into the legislature. Well, first, I worked in the Reagan administration back in 1987 when I was just a 22-year-old kid.
Well done.
And then came back to Colorado and got involved in politics here in Colorado and ran for the state house and served in the state house for 5 years, served in the state senate for 8 years, and was term limited in 2014. And prior to that, I helped start a PAC called the Stop Hillary PAC. And we grew that PAC to be one of the most influential organizations in the 2016 elections. I would say we had a pretty significant impact on making sure that Hillary Clinton never stepped foot in the White House again. And then when the Democrats and the left and the liberals started having their national temper tantrum immediately after Trump won the election, we changed the name of our PAC to the Committee to Defend the President, because we knew that nobody else was going to be out there defending the president. The RNC wasn't going to do it. Members of the Congress weren't going to do it. And so we have grown to be one of the largest pro-Trump PACs in the country, if not the largest. And we are out there fighting every single day, pushing back against the media, pushing back against the left to have the president's back.
You know, Senator Ted's been doing this for some time. You can go right to the website and support if you would like to, if this is something you agree with. And I just love that, you know, you stepped in and you saw this need. So, you back President Trump. But when you say about the RNC, and we won't even talk about the liberal media and, of course, the Democrats. I mean, the liberal media is basically their own super PAC for the Democrats. But
that's exactly
do you think,
right.
This is just an offhand, when you said that, it made me think, do you think the Republican Party, because at the beginning, people were so critical of them for being, I don't know if they didn't trust Trump, but just being against him, but you know, we voted him into office. Do you think it's gotten any better among some of them, or are they just like towing the line just because?
Well, I think the Republican Party is doing what the Republican Party is supposed to do, which is get out there and register voters and raise money and hopefully come the election cycle, be able to buy commercials and mobilize the base. But they have never been skilled at being activists, to being aggressive against the media, against the Democrats, and to taking, you know, the offense against the Democrats. They've never done that, and that infuriates me. And that's one of the reasons why I started these PACs, is because if the RNC isn't going to do it, and unfortunately a lot of our Republican candidates throughout the years haven't done it, it's going to take an aggressive PAC like the Committee to Defend the President to do that. Surprising to the Democrats and to a lot of Republicans, Trump is fighting back in a way that no Republican president ever has. And he's pushing the Democrats back on their heels because they've never had to do this before. They're you know, business model is to beat the Republican nominee or beat the Republican candidate up so bad that he goes back into the fetal position and prays that they'll stop doing it. And Trump isn't doing that. And he is fighting back every single time. And that's why he's winning. That's why he's getting his agenda through the Congress to get the largest tax cut ever. It's why he's able to push through ripping the regulatory beast out by its roots. Mm-hmm. He is fighting on the international level where all of the other presidents have kowtowed to our opponents. This is something that the world has never seen before out of a Republican president. God bless him for doing it.
He has changed the whole game, and Democrats don't even know what to say or think. And I think there was just a little study out over the weekend where I saw that so many of his donations have been from women, because everyone, the women won't like him, yada, yada, yada. But you know what? Again, he got voted into office. Don't tell us women what
it
we
totally
think.
Blows the whole narrative that the Democrats have been running on. And quite frankly, the Republicans have been saying as well, as we have to kowtow to this pro-choice female narrative. And that's not the grassroots belief, even among Republican females out there or unaffiliated females out there. They do not support this radical leftist agenda that the Democrats are running on with regards to late-term abortion, infanticide, the radical gay rights movement that's being pushed through K-12 schools. That's not what working moms believe in. And Trump is speaking to those women on the issues that they feel passionate about, not to mention the fact that female unemployment is at the lowest level in history. Trump is actually speaking to these female voters, while the Republicans have been trying to kowtow to the liberal base and to avoid getting beaten up by the left. And that's not where the base is today.
I think you're so right that Republicans need to be more proactive with their agenda because, you know, our friend Larry Ward of Political Media Inc. calls it liberal sleeper cells. And you can look past in the decades, you've got
That's
these PACs. Isn't that great? They've got these, like you say, pushing these agendas where they are in their little war room doing their think tank stuff and they're pushing these agendas. We're just going about our day and things will play out fairly. No, they're being, I don't want to say manipulative. They're doing what they are for their party. You really can't blame them. But Republicans have to get smart with it, don't they? Okay, we are heading toward a break, Senator, but I want to talk about the China tariff. People are saying if we don't straighten this out now again with President Trump, who will ever do it? And the other political headlines of the day. But interesting thoughts you had there. We appreciate you. Back with Senator Ted Harvey, the Committee to Defend the President, after this. Whatever will be. And let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. Doris Day, legendary American icon, passed away today at the age of 97 after a lifetime of entertaining us and doing great work for animal rights. We are back now with Senator Ted Harvey of the Committee to Defend the President, with so many political headlines we have to hit on. Wall Street is reacting after China decided today, announcing they would raise tariffs on $60 billion worth of U.S. goods in response to the U.S. tariffs, all effective June 1st. Wall Street reacting a little bit. But Senator Ted, people are saying it is high time things started evening out between the U.S. and China.
Well, they are correct. This isn't a trade war. This is Trump finally engaging the Chinese government that has been at war with us for the last 20 years, while every president, either Republican or Democrat, has kowtowed to China to try to get into their business, their economy. Mm-hmm. And Trump is finally saying enough is enough. They have taken advantage of the American people, the American taxpayer, the American consumer for long enough. And he's actually fighting back. And everybody in the world is saying, yes, it should have happened a long time ago, but nobody else had the guts to do it. This president is doing it. And I assure you that it is having a much greater impact on the Chinese market than it is on our market. Our market went down maybe 1%, 2% today. Last week, the Chinese market went down 14% in one day, and it's gone down to probably 5% since that day a week ago. So the president is putting his foot on the neck of China. They are having to figure out what they are going to do. I think in the end, we will have a deal that works. That's a win-win for everybody. And Trump will come out looking like the winner on this, because he is finally stepping up and saying, we're going to solve this problem.
Another trade issue he is so focused on. He doesn't have to focus on this and get the criticism. But for businessmen, like with this one and farmers with Canada and other countries, he really is trying to even things out. Moving on to the next thing, Iran, how serious is this going to get, Ted?
Well, I think that the president and the administration is going to do everything they can to make sure that Iran stays in their lane, that they are not getting involved in other countries. They're pushed out of Syria. They're going to be, continuing to try to influence what's going on in Palestine. And it's in our best interest to making sure that we are protecting our allies around the world. But we've got to keep Iran in check. And but I don't think that there's anybody in the administration that wants to go into a hot war with Iran. We are just now getting out of Iraq and getting out of Syria. The last thing we want to do is get into another long, drawn-out war in Iran. And so I think the president and the administration is going to do everything they can to make sure that that doesn't happen.
Yeah. Tensions rising, as the TV talking heads always say. So, all eyes are on that. But so many other political headlines. The border crisis, that's getting pushed off even a little bit, even though we just found out the numbers for April of people apprehended, arrested, or even sent back. 109,000. Just the month of April. That's up from 103,000 in March and the largest number since 2007. So we have this thing. We were warned weeks and weeks ago by Border Patrol. This is way out of hand. We can't do this. Something has to be done. Yet they're just not going to get any rhythm from Congress. President Trump is building the wall, and I think he got some funds over the weekend. What do you say about this right now?
Well, I think that why it's off of the headlines is because the media doesn't want to talk about it. They know this is the number one issue for voters all across the country, all across demographics, whether it's Republicans, unaffiliated, or Democrats. And they know this is a winning issue for the president of the United States. They want to have this issue solved. The American people support the president on this issue, and it is a crisis. The president is right to declare a national emergency. The president is right to be moving funds around within the budget that he is legally able to do. And he is solving this issue. He is building a wall. They're putting billions and billions of dollars into this issue. And let's go to the American voters. Do you want Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden to be deciding how to handle this issue? Or do you want the Republicans with Donald Trump deciding this issue? And I think come 2020, the American people are going to speak loud and clear that Trump is doing a great job trying to solve this issue, and the Democrats doing nothing but being obstructionists.
And again, I think people who watch this program have been paying attention to the issue, but there are so many complexities to it. The humanitarian crisis and the security crisis, people being, brought up by coyotes, being paid, whether it's money with sexual favors from children. It's disgusting to talk about, but it's the truth day in and day out. And again, we had new numbers out about the fake families who try to come through, where they are using kids to try to say, we're a family unit, we need to come through. And then you have the safety, well, not only of us, because we don't know who's coming in, everyone, not just border states, but people all over. And we know those numbers have been saturating all over the U.S. But our Border Patrol, can you imagine being the Border Patrol or the spouse of one when you know every day they're putting their lives on the line? They have to rescue these families from, like, the Rio Grande, these people in Texas. You see footage all over the place. We've had reporters embedding themselves and seeing people risking their lives to save these families who are jumping in, these Border Patrol agents who are jumping in the river to save people because they're trying to get across. And it's here again, this was what caravan several months ago that was in San Ysidro, where the photographer just took that one little picture, and it was the U.S. They used tear gas and they tried to make it look like it was some awful thing we did, when really there were hundreds of people storming our border. So there are so many elements to it. We've been asking for months, will Congress wake up?
No, I don't think Congress will wake up in the point of funding the president's efforts. I think that they will wake up when the American people throw them out of office in the next election cycle. And I think you will see that. I think that now that you've got the Mueller report behind us, now that you've got the obstruction issue behind us, and the president is aggressively going after the investigators, I think that the American people are going to say, we want to have progress on this, the most important issue facing our country, which is securing our border and making sure that hundreds of thousands, millions of people are not invading our country, that we don't know who they are. They may be great individuals who are just coming up here to improve their lives for their families and for their kids, but there are hundreds and thousands of people that are coming up here to bring drugs. They're gangbangers. They're trafficking humans. We need to stop those individuals, and the Democrats don't care. The Democrats just want to allow open borders to be the rule of the day, and I think the American people are going to rise up and throw them out of office in 2020.
Bill Nye the Science Guy was trending over the weekend in recent days because he spouted off something about global warming, but what's really special is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. For weeks we've been quoting her. She's so well quoted, right? She said the Earth's going to end in 12 years, or the world's going to end in 12 years, but apparently today, or over the weekend, she said, I was joking about the world ending in 12 years, and you're an idiot if you believe me. Comments?
Well, the people who believe her are idiots. That is the case. But no free-thinking human being believed her, and she wasn't joking. That was the line she used when they introduced the Green New Deal, mm-hmm. which was the most outrageous proposal ever brought before Congress. And you had every single Senate candidate running for president, senator, who is now a candidate running for president, sign on as a co-sponsor of that crazy bill. And then when it came up for a vote, not one of them voted for it. They all took a pass and voted and said they weren't here. This is crazy for her to come back now and say that it was just a joke. It wasn't a joke. This is where the Democrat left is in America.
Such an embarrassment. Not going to get to the Rashida Tlaib issue, but what she said about the Holocaust, look it up. People are calling on Pelosi to do something about this woman and her mouth. Senator Ted, thank you so much.
Singing in the sycamore trees, dream a little dream of me.
For those of you ambitious enough to be thinking about it, it is time to prepare for swimsuit season. We have our friend of the show, Candace Corey. She is an amazing celebrity makeup artist, groomer, former magazine editor, and blogger, just lifestyle, everything. And we're always glad when she can have time for us. She's also beautified celebrities like seen here. Matt Zuckery, who he's on The Resident. I love that show. Sarah Hyland, Dwayne Ray, Chelsea Handler, Olympic gymnast and figure skating teams. And she's appeared on Wendy Williams' show. How fun is that? Candace, welcome back to America Trends. So nice to see you. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about how you got into all this and becoming the expert that you are? And then I can't wait to see what you have for us today.
Well, I have been in the industry for quite some time, and I wanted to actually start in front of the camera, but it turned around and actually had me enjoy beautifying people behind the camera. And once I started in the beauty industry and enjoyed making people look and feel their best, I was hooked, and I've been in the industry since then.
It must be amazing to be able to help people fulfill their dreams, because it's not just going on set or doing location things for the stars, but even like people who have weddings or very special events, and you are making their very special day be the best that it can. That's something very, very significant.
Well, any time that you can make somebody feel and look their best, it always brings it back to yourself, because when they feel good, that means they do good. And same thing, for you. So, as I say, it's better to give than receive. So when you make somebody feel good, it kind of makes you feel good, too,
We appreciate you coming on to help us with all that. And it looks like you have some really cool products in front of you. What are we going to start with today?
Well, when we're talking about getting prepared for a swimsuit season, we need to talk about what we're going to do on the inside first. So that means, as much as we love soda, getting rid of the soda, getting rid of the snacks like candy bars and chips and things like that, going better with your fruits and vegetables, but also think about your gut health. When your gut health is imbalanced, that can actually send a signal up to your brain to say you're full when you actually are full. When it's not in balance, it doesn't tell you that you're full, so you have a tendency to overeat. A great dietary supplement is by Biome Bliss, which I really like and I'm starting to use myself. Biome Bliss is only $29.95, so it's really affordable. You can get this at biomebliss.com. And what's great about it is that it is vegan, it's non-GMO. If you have to have things that are gluten-free, you can have it gluten-free. Also, if you you're trying to have something that tastes good, it's a all natural prebiotic berry powder that actually tastes good. And so it's no sugar and it's low in calories. It's only 60 calories in one serving. So, you know, it's great to add to your diet.
So how do we use, I'm watching your video right now. Do you just combine it with water? How just do we use it so we can make sure we're getting the best impact?
Well, that is a recipe. The recipe that you're seeing right there is how to actually incorporate it. Like, I like peanut butter and jelly. Instead of having jelly, which is high in sugar, the Biome Bliss doesn't have sugar in it. All thing you need is one scoop of a Biome Bliss with 3 tablespoons of cold water, and you can put that in lieu of, instead of using like jelly, you just mm-hmm. spread it on some bread, and it tastes good. It has like a blueberry flavor to it, but it doesn't have that high sweetness. Now, if you go to biomebliss.com and go to their blog, it actually tells you how to create it. And then it says within the recipe to not only have the peanut butter, but to put like coconut flakes in it, or to use pecans. I personally like almonds, so I use almonds, and I like to have that as a snack, so it's going to keep my gut healthy. And as I said, this is a prebiotic berry powder.
It looks delicious, and you can just go to their website and their blog and get all kinds of recipes then, because that's so helpful.
Right. Yes, you definitely can. Now, a lot of times when people hear about this, because it's a prebiotic, people think that it's a probiotic, and that I'm mis-explaining what it is, but it's not. Probiotics are basically like if you think of a yogurt and it's putting good bacteria in your gut. Prebiotics are different. Prebiotics actually help give nutrients and give balance to the good bacteria that's already existing in your gut. So when you eat it, it's going to help you get balance. So one scoop is going to be equal to the equivalence of a prebiotic nutrients of like 2 cups of oats, which is fantastic fiber, 1 cup of blueberries, which is a superfruit. We know that's fantastic for antibiotics, as well as 1 cup of agave plant. And that agave is going to actually help you to have not feel hungry when you're not really hungry. And it's also going to balance the sugar in your body during mealtime too, which is going to be very important.
I love that, because we have in recent years heard about, as you say, probiotics. And I've heard, you know, the gut health, that it's like your second brain. Some of the experts say it can affect your physical well-being, your mental well-being, and adding the prebiotics to it. And I love how you explained it. It seems like we could really go the extra mile in helping our health in the short term and the long term without beating ourselves up with exercise. I mean, exercise is great, but these are easy ways to sort of take control, right?
Right, because what happens is that when your gut is balanced, it actually sends the proper signals to say I'm full. Because a lot of times we don't have a healthy gut, so our body thinks that it needs to eat more when actually we're totally fine. So it's going to help us to be totally full. And if you actually eat this during the daytime, like for breakfast and even early afternoon, you'll find that when you have a tendency to overeat, which is late in the afternoon and in the evenings, you won't have those problems. And it's also going to help your immune system too. So it's really great.
Well, Biome Bliss, we will look it up on their website. And yours too, with all your other great dips. And I know that you have, again, we're getting ready for swimsuit season with Candace Corey. Candace, what other tips do you have about exercise? What can you tell us that'll be helpful, that'll really help us for, people don't have time, and what can we do to work our way of being?
Well, a lot of times when it comes to exercising, if you're like me, you don't like to necessarily have an exercise routine. So maybe if you go swimming in like a local area, then that way you don't feel like you're really exercising, or even be taking up tennis. Or if you have a tendency to try to start to exercise, but you don't want to have to buy equipment, you can go to a park and then exercise there. If you take, that fitness track, a lot of times they have fitness activities around there. Just keep in mind that because of the fact that we're going from the winter when we're doing a lot of sitting to the summer, we're more active, our muscles can get sore. So while we're exercising or even just doing sports and things like that, you want to have a product that's going to help you give you pain relief if you overextend your muscles. The Uncle Bud's Natural Hemp Topical Pain Relief is only $15.99, which you can get at Walmart or you can get at Amazon. And that's a perfect thing that if you overextend your muscles, because what it's going to do is it's a natural anti-inflammatory. So it's going to be like a natural muscle relaxant, and it's going to reduce the pain that you're having, whether it's having achy muscles or your body's aching, or even if you do have problems with arthritis, it'll help with that, or even your joints, because it's going to be like an anti-inflammatory. Oh. And some of the, yeah. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that sounds like a great alternative, and it's got some natural things that can be very helpful.
Right. The natural things that are in it is the emu oil. Also, it has the pure hemp oil in it, as well as the avocado oil and coconut oil. So it's going to be very hydrating to the skin, but it's going to, as I said, do a natural relaxing without having to have a prescription. This is something you can get over the counter, and it's totally paraben free. And as I said, with it being only $15.99, you can get it at Walmart or Amazon. You can have some in your workout gear. Now, some of the ingredients that it's called is the Cantrex, as you see right there on the screen. So it has the pure hemp oil, the emu oil, the olive oil, the coconut oil, and that coconut oil actually smells really, really great. So the Cantrex benefit is the active ingredient that keeps your muscles feeling good, even if you have arthritis.
Well, that's cool. I know a little bit about Uncle Bud's. I know they have other products like sunscreen. And since we're talking about swimsuit season, I'm going to ask you about that after the break. You can go to CandiceCorey.com to find out about these products and more. I love what we're hearing, and I know we're going to talk about swimsuits and some grooming trends coming up. Candace, stay right here. We're going to be back with you right after this here on America Trends.
Light the corners of my mind.
We are getting you ready for swimsuit season with the person who's always on top of the trend, celebrity makeup artist and groomer, former magazine editor and blogger, Candace Corey. She is a beauty and lifestyle expert. CandiceCorey.com is where you can find her. Also, check her out on Instagram and Twitter, at Candace Corey on Twitter. And just look around for her on social media. She's helped so many people look beautiful, and she's helping us get ready for swimsuit season. And, you know, we all may not be perfect, but we can do even just a little bit. Candace, we talked about Biome Bliss, which is a prebiotic, not a probiotic, but both are very useful. And BiomeBliss.com is where you can find that. And also, you had this great company called Uncle Bud's that helps with exercise, but also they have a sunscreen. Let's reiterate a little bit about Uncle Bud's so everyone can sort of log on there and check them out too.
Well, with Uncle Bud's, a lot of times when we exercise, especially when we're not moving as much in the winter, and then in the summer and the spring, we're kind of trying to be more active and trying to lose that excess winter weight, we can kind of get sore. So they have a topical product called the Uncle Bud's Natural Hemp, which is right here. The Uncle Bud's Natural Hemp Topical Pain Reliever, which is only $15.99. So it's, you know, less than $16. You can get it at Walmart, or you can get it at Amazon, and it's great to put on topically, or even if you have problems with arthritis, if you decide to take up tennis or something like that and get like sore joints, it's a natural anti-inflammatory with the Cantrex benefits of the pure hemp oil, as well as the emu oil, and the also with the coconut oil and the olive oil, because it has a fantastic coconut scent, so it doesn't smell bad either.
Nice.
So when you put it on, you feel good, and it smells good at the same time.
Yeah, a lot of times if you're sore, some of those other products have very distinctive smells, and everyone around you is going to know.
Exactly, and with it being paraben-free, you know, people are trying to be more paraben-free. That's a paraben-free product as well.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. And I also love Walmart, so convenient, but Amazon too. Both those places you can get Uncle Bud's products.
Right. Now, if you decide to, you know, as I said before, be active outside, whether it's, you know, taking up swimming or things like that, that's what I prefer to do instead of just a regular exercise regimen. I say make sure that you have also a good sunscreen, but you want a sunscreen that's not going to hurt the environment. Things to make sure your sunscreen does not have is oxybenzone or octinoxate. Now, those are the things that can actually kill the coral reef. So the Uncle Bud's Natural Hemp SPF 50 is a sunscreen lotion that's only $14.99. You can get it at Amazon or Walmart as well. It's a UVA and UVB protection on it, so it has total sun protection. But what's also great about it is that it's enriched in vitamins and antioxidants it's actually designed to slow down the age process. So it has anti-aging benefits in it too. And a lot of times if you do have a sunscreen, what people don't like about it is that it usually feels thick or uncomfortable. And this actually absorbs really quickly. And with it having that hemp in it, it's actually usable for all skin types. So no matter what skin type you have, this is a product that you can use without hurting the environment, because you don't want to kill the coral reef.
Sounds really great to try out. I love that you're giving us tips for the inside and out. And I know we're going to talk about grooming in a second, but we are talking about swimsuit season. What are some of the trends in swimsuits specifically this year? Is there any one new thing?
actually have like a lot of options, which I love a lot of options. If you want to have something where you have a lot of print, animal prints are really in. So zebra print, cheetah print, as well as snake print is really in if you like those kind of styles, which that was trendy for fashion last year, but now it's trickled over to swimsuits this year. Also, if you're kind of shorter like me and you want your legs to look longer, higher waisted bottoms are really in. That was in like in the 80s and it's back. So it's great to have like, you know, longer looking legs. That's fantastic. Now, those of us who have like want to cover a little bit of that muffin top, higher waist swimsuits are great too. So it gives you more of a slim look in any body type, whether that is curvy or slim, you look fantastic in that. Other things to look for that it's on trend are belts. Belts are really in, which are fantastic for swimsuits too, as well as those big check prints, those are in. Or remember those little sweet little smocked prints for like little kids, how they had like, where it was like really gathered at the top, those? Yeah. Those are back for swimsuits now. So if you want like a little sweet look, you can have a little bit of that around the top or the whole body if you want a full piece. And you kind of have like a little sweet look to it. Usually floral prints or anything that looks really feminine is really in for that. And last but not least, cutouts. So if you don't want to wear a two-piece, you can still do, you can still have a whole piece and have cutouts and still show a little skin, but you know, not be too much if, you know, maybe a bikini is too much for you. So you have a lot of options to choose from no matter what body type that you have.
Sounds like we have a lot of fun options, huh?
Yeah, we do. We have a lot of great options to choose from.
And also to get ready for those. I know we've got some. Now, this is going to get a little intimate, ladies, and maybe men, too, if you so choose. But you've got some grooming issues that can really help us with some of the things that we do behind the scenes. But we're going to speak out loud so you can help us out, Candace Corey of CandaceCorey.com.
Well, some of the things you want to think about is, you know, hair removal. If you're a guy and you have too much hair on your body, waxing would be great because instead of shaving, you have 8 weeks of being hair-free. Same thing with women. If you have bikini areas or you want to do your legs or your underarms, waxing is a great way to do it. If
8 weeks?
Yeah, up to 8 weeks because it's pulling the hair follicle out as opposed to shaving, which you shave and then in like a day or two it comes back and you have to stay on top of it. When you wax, you have more time and your skin's a lot smoother and actually it comes back slower and slower and finer and finer. So if you want to wax, you can go to a salon or you can do it on your own. My suggestion, though, that if you do go to a salon or do it on your own, go with something that is pain-free because they're not going to make it pain-free. They're going to say, oh, it's going to pinch a little bit. No, it hurts. So my suggestion is prep yourself before you go if you're going to go to a salon. And a great product to use is by Dr. Numb. Dr. Numb has a topical anesthetic cream that is only $49 or $54 depending on the active ingredient, which is the lidocaine. So if you wax or you tweeze, it's great to use like the 4%. Also, if you have sunburn or bug bites, the 4% is really great for that too. So it's great to even put in your beach bag. Now, if you do other things like mole remover or laser hair removal, I would say go with the 5% because you're going to get a little bit more of that numbing effect. And if you're not familiar with Dr. Numb, they've been around since, you know, 2009 and they're an FDA approved product that when you apply it, you have a numbness and comfortableness that lasts between 2 to 3 hours. So let's just say that you prep your skin before you go to the salon to get waxed or before you go and get laser hair removal, you would apply it and you'll be nice and comfortable. Now, if you decide to do this on your own at home, sometimes when you wax, you can actually have a little blood. So my suggestion is to also use their Dr. Numb disinfectant foam soap. Now that's going to remove the blood, but it's also going to have the lidocaine in it that's going to disinfect the area so you don't cause yourself to have an infection. So those are great products to have with Dr. Numb. You can get that at drnumb.com.
So Dr. Numb has so many things we can use. Thank you for talking about this and the other things, Candace. And I know we can get more help from you and tips at CandaceCorey.com, your blog with monthly giveaways. And we can watch you work with celebrities. And we really appreciate all this these tips. Thank you so much. Welcome back to America Trends. Really glad to have you with us here on the U2 America TV network and on BizTalk Radio. We do appreciate you. Hey, if you can find us on social media, we would love that. We are on, there it is, Twitter. Facebook, Instagram, all the usual suspects. And you could look at that cute mosaic. Looks a little weird, but you know what they mean. But you can also go to our websites, the Biz Talk Radio website. All our past podcasts are there. And also our U2 America TV show network website. And we've got our past videos there of all our shows. And it'd be fun to connect and again, on social media, be friends with you. We do say thanks to Senator Ted Harvey with the Committee to Defend the President for being on with us today and talking about all the trending political headlines. And then Candace Corey, beauty and lifestyle expert, blogger, former magazine editor who works with all these stars and takes care of them. She was good enough to come on and talk to us about some of the trends for summer. Swimsuit wise and getting, not just, people talk about their bodies during swimsuit season and they want to look better, but it's also about being healthy. So we appreciate Candace for coming on and talking to us about that. Finally, as we told you earlier, we lost the great Doris Day earlier today, age 97. She has spent recent decades working so hard and so passionately on animal rights, but she was just such a huge recording artist and Hollywood icon in the 50s and 60s and way beyond. And we are actually going to show you now some vintage video. Besides some of the songs that she's so popular for, it's sort of fun to look back. And here she is on The Tonight Show, another legendary thing, with Johnny Carson, circa the 80s, it looks like to me. And we're going to leave you with this as we say goodbye for now.
I'm rusty, John. Yeah. And, but I'm going to start singing again.
Are you
because
really?
I really love it.
Yeah, well, you're such a great singer. You are.
Thank you. That's nice.
Yeah, you sang with Les Brown, of course. You sang with Jimmy Dorsey. No,
I didn't sing with Jimmy Dorsey.
Les Brown, yes. Right?
Les Brown.
And?
Bob Crosby. And that's it.
Never with the Dorseys?
No.
Just the two
I was
bands?
Married to a musician from Jimmy Dorsey's band.
Ah, yeah. Well, there was something that had to do with the Dorseys.
That's it.
Sorry to bring that up, if
yeah,
that was
I am
un-
too.
Unhappy. Yeah. Did you do those one-night stands?
Did I?
The band bus? You'd play here in Allentown, Pennsylvania, then you had to get in the band and travel with 18 animals, which they always say they're not...
Animals?
Well, I mean, musicians on the road.
How dare you call them animals?
Well, I thought, they're
now,
on the road alone, and, and the band singer has to travel
You're
with these...
You're talking about animals, and I love animals.
Oh. Yes.
The other day I saw on television something, news thing, some frantic thing where the gunmen were going crazy, and they're having a shootout, and one man said he was behaving like an animal. Animals don't do that. They're terrific. They're calm, they're peaceful, they're loving. What I figure is that inhuman beings
yes.
behave that way, not animals.
Yeah. How did this
just
become an
interest? John.
Yes. Well, when I was talking about musicians as animals, you never had.
Oh, no.
Never
the musicians
had these...
in Les Brown's band were absolutely fantastic. Is Jimmy Zito here?
No.
I'm looking right at you, and I didn't know you, Jimmy. Well, I can't see from here too well.
He played First Animal over there.
We were together. You're going to really get one.
Excuse me.
You're going to have another bad nerve.
Was he,
Yeah, did we have a good time?
Beautiful.
We really did. Yeah. Everybody in the band, they were like brothers to me. They really were, except one. Well, I married him.
Yes, well, that's okay then. Now, that's interesting. Do you miss those days? I mean, were they fun days?
At the time, I think it was fun. Yeah. Yeah, because we had a really good band, didn't we, Jim?
Oh, it was one of the
And we all time. We all loved one another. You know.
Here's what my sweetheart said. Que sera, sera.